Halpern, Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I get in Chodesh, everybody. A gesunde Chodesh for ganz Klal Yisrael. Since we're up to today's Tuesday, as we know, the first 3 days of the week are connected to the previous Shabbos. So that gives me license to speak about last week's Sedra, but the topic will also have a connection with Parshas Korach. The question I wish to pose is, maybe some of you have thought of this question, what motivated the Meraglim to do what they did? Very fascinating. I don't think you'll find the answer in Rashi. The Meraglim, the Siyim, Big Tzadikim, they were asked to search out Eretz Yisrael. The idea was to bring back a report to encourage the Yidden and show the Yidden all the good qualities of Eretz Yisrael. It all went so terribly wrong. It went disastrously wrong. They ended up bringing back a terrible report, and they discouraged the whole of Klal Yisrael from going to Eretz Yisrael. And all the Eden stayed 40 years in the Midbar, and they themselves died in a most awful plague. So the question is, what made such tzaddikim stoop to such a low level? In fact, Chazal tell us it wasn't just they spoke Lashon Hara. When they said Chazak hu mimenu, they meant to say it's stronger than the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam hasn't got the power to drive out the inhabitants of the land. That means they were kofrim. Sounds a bit strong word to you, but they were kofrim. They denied the capabilities of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's really something that really makes us think. Tzadikim gedolim were chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu with the agreement of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were asked to find out about Eretz Yisrael, and they stooped to such a low level to bring back such a bad report, and so disheartening, and they ended up discouraging and causing great despair in Klal Yisrael. How could that? What was their motive? What were they thinking? That's the question. So the answer given is based on the Zoya HaKadosh. Says a remarkable answer, which gives us also a very compelling insight into human nature. So the Zoya says, we don't lost in the Zoya. What the Zoya is going to say is, they wanted to have kavod. Says the Zoya, lost in more than the Sefer Be'er Yosef. Ilu yal nisor la'ara, if the Eden go to Eretz Yisrael, nis'ava anam melahavoration, we will be dismissed from being important people. The Yimna Moshe Reish Nachronin, he'll appoint other important people. The Inon Zman and Bamidbar have a ration of Ba'aral Nizki. Says the Zoya, remarkable. They knew, or they thought that they knew, in Eretz Yisrael, they will lose their position of importance. They were important people, they were to see him. They were prominent members of the community, and they had a certain, like a shtara. They were important, prominent people who were given covert. And they were held in high esteem. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, human nature is, a person doesn't want to give up his kavod so easily. So because they knew, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll lose our position of importance, let's rather stay in the Midbar. That was the Cheshbon. They wanted kavod. Very, very compelling piece of Zohar, which tells us so much about the human instinct. People want to have kavod. People want to feel important. People want to have honor. People want to be held in high esteem. And because they felt they would lose their importance, they devised a plan to discourage the Yidden from going to Eretz Yisrael. So we see the importance of kavod. We can take a lesson to make sure we give people kavod. From here we can see the severity of the aveira of putting someone to shame or disgracing someone. Because a person needs kavod. If a person has a position, he doesn't want to lose his position. If a person has not got a position, he's not like the Meraglim. I don't want to use the phrase, he's a posh to yid, because there's no posh to yid. But every person is important because he's an important member of Klal Yisrael. Every person has great importance. Every person has great importance in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every person has a unique role to fulfill in being Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. Every single yid is important. Every single Yid is held in high esteem by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he needs to hold himself, and he needs to have a lot of self-esteem. Nobody should belittle themselves. Nobody should be, nobody, no single yid should be guilty of denigrating themselves and think I'm not an important person. Every person is very important. They have to have kavod. And they have to feel that they have kavod. And the Meraglim had this position, and the temptation to carry on having kavod led them astray. And the Mesillas Yesharim in Pe'udah brings this lesson of the Raya, the Chemdas HaKovet. So he says, Kwa'efshal Adam Shiyichbosh as Yitzhak Mom and the Shah Noahs. A person can control his Yitzhak for money and other pleasures. Ach HaKovet Wadoichet. A kovet pushes a person. Ki'efshal Lizboil, Beliris Asatzmoy, Pochas Machem. No one wants to be less than other people. So he brings that up, the Bekoirach, Migon Bekoirach, Shiyah Wadoseh, and they're covered. The Chacham of Racha told us a Tzofim and Azir was a Nasi. He wanted to have covered. And then he brings back a Meraglim. Who should go and Vidas Chacham Zochin of Racha and a Meraglim? She Yotziu Dibar Oretz, the Garmu Misa Lahem, the Lachol Doiram, Meirosam. They were frightened, Pen Yimat Kavoidam, Bechnisus Oret, Shleyu Haim Nasiim Lisrael, the Yamdu Achayim Bimkem. Other people take over. So you see, the sign of kavod, Mela, have to be extra careful to honor people. And if someone's got kavod, don't disgrace the person anyway. Because taking away kavod from a person can cause him, chas v'sham, to go astray, and Meraglim went astray. Interesting, we know there's the inyan of mesiras nefesh for mitzvahs. We know a person has to give his life away for the three cardinal sins, avodah zarah, gilui aroyos, and shvichas damim. And the Chovos HaLevavos tells, interesting, the mesiras nefesh doesn't only mean giving one's life away. Sometimes a person has to give money away for a mitzvah. And for some people, money is worth more than a life. That's mesiras nefesh, giving away money. And that applies to more mitzvahs. Giving away one's life only applies to three aveiras. Giving away money applies to any aveira. A person has to give away money not to be over any aveira. Oh, and then the Chovos HaLevavos says a chiddush: some people are prepared to give away, giving away life is a mitzvah nefesh, giving away money, and sometimes a person has to give away kavod for a mitzvah. Interesting, give away kavod. So he says that some people, and he says some people are misnad, they're not there with the mind of only give away money, or mehem mishim misnad of lerotzen. Somebody gives away his guf and his nefesh, meaning, and he's like I said, he's covered. He says that there are people who are chosal mamoinai. It's not a begufay. Some people are chosal kavoidai. They're covered. Meaning, if a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah or to abstain from an aveira, it doesn't have to cost him his life. Chas v'shon, nobody should be forced to be faced with the temptation of giving up his life for a mitzvah. Sometimes it involves a temptation of giving away money. And sometimes it involves a temptation of giving away kavod. Meaning, if a person keeps a mitzvah or a person abstains from aveira, he won't lose his life, he won't lose any money, but to lose his kavod, meaning people look down upon him. It can happen, people look down upon him. Chofetz Chaim gives a mashal. Somebody's in a place, let's give a moshon, in an office, and everybody, they're all talking Lashon Hara. The whole conversation, all the latest gossip, they're talking Lashon Hara, and it's a very animated conversation, and unfortunately it's Lashon Hara, it's Rechilus, it's all Devarim Asurim. And one particular person there decides, it's wrong, I'm going to restrain myself, I'm not going to join the conversation. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a Mesiras Nefesh, and he should be mechazik himself to know he'll get much more schar from the Ribono Shel Olam because he's mekayem mitzvah with tzaddik. Difficulty involved. Difficulty of feeling you're being looked down upon. And as we see, from the Meraglim, being held in high esteem is very valuable to a person. It's a natural human instinct. A person wants to feel that people hold me in high esteem. I'm an honorable person and nobody looks down upon me. If a person feels being looked down upon, it can make him very, very heartbroken. And the Meraglim, because they thought they'd be looked down upon, they committed a terrible sin of dissuading the Yid and discouraging them from going to Eretz Yisrael. So if we see what COVID can, what lack of COVID can cause a person to do, if a person is in a situation where he has to keep Torah and mitzvahs, and it doesn't cost him money, all it costs him is cost the mashtikal COVID. Because of what he's doing now, he feels he'll be looked down upon. He'll be ridiculed. This can happen. So the lesson is, take heart. If this ever happens, be machazig yourself. This is an historian, and it's a type of mesiras nefesh. And the Chavos Havava says there are people who can give away their life and give away their money, but they won't give away their covered. Covered, they give away their... See, if a person is faced with such temptation, it can be a gewaldige schuss. It's the schuss is immeasurable. The amount of reward the person will get in Olam Haba is absolutely phenomenal if he's able to overcome the natural human instinct and prepare to suffer ridicule for the sake of mitzvah. Be ridiculed. The Meraglim are frightened about losing covered. It doesn't say they'd be made fun of. It doesn't say the Meraglim would have bizyonis if they went to Yisrael, but they lose their covered. So even if a person's on a certain level of covered, he's in a prominent person, he's a outstanding member of the community, and later on he knows he might lose his position, so just to go down somewhat in position is also, I don't want to be less than I was before. I don't want to be less important than I was before. So if a person doesn't want to be less important than he wants to want than before, he definitely doesn't want to be not important at all. And a person certainly would shudder at the thought of being held up as a garnished. No one looks at me, no one likes me. No one thinks that I'm an important person. The Emma says, of course, if a person keeps turning mitzvahs, then the Ribbono Shel Olam holds him as an important person. And when it comes to these in your name, one shouldn't be in your sport. People think of me. That is, one has to be careful not to put oneself into ridicule. But if a person knows that he's keeping Torah mitzvahs and he's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do, and he's abstaining from an Aveira, and he's in a situation where other people, unfortunately, are not conducting themselves according to the Torah. So the other people around him are, unfortunately, transgressing the Torah. They're talking Lashon Hara, or they're talking and davening, or they're not keeping Shabbos, or Chas V'Shalom, or they're not keeping Kosher, whatever it may be. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, which he has to keep. So if a person is in such a situation, he might feel, I'm the odd one out. I'm the ultra orthodox one. I'm not like everybody else. I'm too extreme. Oh, but he needs a chizuk. He's not extreme. He's keeping the Torah, and that is the tachas of a yid to keep the Torah. And if he's in a situation where other people are not keeping the Torah, then they may look down on him, and that feeling of being looked down upon, that feeling where the person might feel they're denigrating me because I keep the Torah, that feeling should be a very uplifting feeling. Why is it uplifting? Because the person can think to himself, I'm giving something away from my Torah, I'm giving away my covered. As we know, Baruch Hashem, Yiddishkeit comes quite easy nowadays. In previous generations, there was Mesiras Nefesh involved in keeping the Torah. To keep Shabbos, people lost the job to keep Shabbos. So those people, it was very hard for them. Imagine they had the schus, but their keeping Shabbos involved an effort. They felt they were giving away, they were sacrificing their panosa for Shabbos. So obviously they got more schar for keeping Shabbos. The more difficulty involved in keeping a mitzvah, the more schar. So in times when keeping Shabbos was difficult, people kept Shabbos with mesiras nefesh, as we know, and they got more schar for keeping Shabbos, and they could be machazin themselves. They could give themselves encouragement by thinking, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to show the Ribbono Shel Olam the Shabbos, what Shabbos is worth to me, and prepared to put my job online to keep Shabbos. Now, this Baruch Hashem, it's easy to keep Shabbos. Similarly, there are people who in situations when keeping kashrus was hard, they had to spend money on getting kosher products, and more people had to abstain from certain foods because they were not available with a hachsha. So these people, again, they were able to demonstrate to the Ribbono Shel Olam that Yiddishkeit is worth something, and they could give themselves chizuk. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to show a bit of mysterious nefesh for Yiddishkeit, put some effort into my Yiddishkeit. Because when it's very easy, of course, we get schar, every mitzvah we perform, we get schar. But when it's easy, the sky is less. It's more, you get more reward when it's difficult. And when it's difficult, that is the time to demonstrate when Yiddishkeit comes difficult, when keeping a mitzvah becomes difficult. The cases, we know, in the concentration camps, people, they prepared months before to eat one kazais of matzah, or people queued up for hours and hours to wear tefillin for a minute with a threat of the Gestapo might catch them. Wonderful storm, Mrs. Nefesh. Yeah, people, that's how it was. People went to a secret bunker to blow just 10 sounds of the shofar to be yotze the mitzvah derais of shofar under very, very difficult circumstances. So all these stories of Mrs. Nefesh, these people showed to us, showed to the world, showed to themselves, they value their Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is worth putting in effort, and we're prepared to keep Yiddishkeit in difficult circumstances. So we have a chizuk from these stories, and these people will get wonderful reward in Olam Haba. We can't imagine the reward that Hashem will give them. They kept Yiddishkeit when it was difficult. Even in difficult circumstances, they showed their full commitment to Torah mitzvahs. Nowadays, where we are, Baruch Hashem, in a Malchus Shel Chesed, we don't have these nisayos anymore, B'derech Klal, Baruch Hashem, yeah? We don't have so much difficulty keeping mitzvahs. We have tefillin and tzitzis and shmir shabbos and kashrus very much laid on. Everything's laid on for us, Baruch Hashem. In the schus of the Mesiris Nefesh of the previous generations, we are able to keep Yiddishkeit fairly easily. So we can't always demonstrate how valuable the Torah mitzvahs is because it comes easy. So we don't know, are we really fully, we can't always demonstrate our commitment, because a demonstration of commitment to the Torah comes in circumstances when it's not so easy, when it's cost you something to keep Torah mitzvahs. So I was thinking, with a lesson on Raglim, there's one thing that sometimes can still cost us nowadays. Doesn't, Baruch Hashem, usually doesn't cost us too much money to keep Yiddishkeit. Of course it does sometimes. Mitzvahs cost money, but not always to the extent the person is impoverished. If a person will become impoverished, he's exempt from keeping a mitzvah say, if it ever happens a mitzvah, not a lois say. For a lois say, a person has to be prepared to give away all his money rather than transgress a prohibition. But for a mitzvah, if it costs a lot of money, he's potter. But usually, Baruch Hashem, we can afford to keep mitzvahs. But there's one way we can demonstrate our commitment to Torah mitzvahs, by keeping the Torah when it's difficult. Not difficult because it doesn't cost any gesund, it doesn't cost any money. It sometimes costs us our honor, meaning it can cost us our esteem, meaning we can be in circumstances where people might make fun of us for keeping Torah mitzvahs, or someone might look down on me for keeping Torah mitzvahs. Or someone might think less of me because he thinks he's not a my madrega. And you think, oh, look at this person. A person can feel that sometimes. And that is negeya not only for a lois asay, but even for a mitzvah asay. So it's more than money, because by giving away money, there is a limit, as we said before. If a person feels a certain mitzvah is absolutely beyond his budget, beyond his what he can afford, he's actually exempt from keeping the mitzvah, yeah? Maybe that's why many people are not mekayem the mitzvah nowadays of writing a sefer Torah. So mitzvah derais of writing. There are opinions nowadays one can be yotze with buying svarim. There is a shitta, as the pashtas of the Shulchan Aruch, you might say, a yid is obligated to write a sefer Torah. But to write a sefer Torah, to pay a sofer to write a sefer, costs tens of thousands of pounds. So many people exempt themselves from this mitzvah on financial grounds. Is it possible yet? It could be a good patur. So that's when it's a gear to a person that can be exempt from mitzvah on grounds of gesund, on grounds of money. But the inyan of kavod, every single mitzvah has to perform, even if it costs him a bit of his honor. He might find it difficult because he might feel he's being looked down, he's being ridiculed. So if this ever happens, it's a gross excuse, yeah. So Chavos Chaim gives a moshul. This is a very nigneid moshul, not talking Lashon Hara. Other mashalim, be medaktik balocha, whatever it is. A person decides, I want to be medaktik in Shulchan Aruch and keep the halachas properly. And I want to be nizer from diburim wasurim. And I want to, my tefillah should be, I want to daven metchilav ad sof without disturbances. I don't want to talk during batalion, during davening. I want to try and keep the Shulchan Aruch the best of my ability. And when these things happen, there can be occasions where a person is in a sviv with other people who are not in that madrega, and he may feel that I'm losing my esteem because they don't hold me so much now. So you should know if this happens, it's a grosser schus, and it's an exceptional privilege to be able to keep mitzvahs, even when it costs you a bit of kovet. And with this, we can understand Ben Yonah says the importance of the mitzvah of giving kovet to Talmid Chachamim. Kovet, yeah. If you give kovet to Chachamim, the importance is to show what you hold to be kovet. He says, "Baros kvodam yirmadu linchol kovet." Tiber that people will learn more Torah. Giving kovet to Talmid Chachamim, very important mitzvah. And the Ben Yonah says one of the worst averas is giving kovet to the Rishoyim. People sometimes, someone's not ashamed of mitzvahs. You shouldn't give them honor. Because wherever a person is always wants to have covered, so it's very important to give honor where honor is due. If a big Rosh Hashiva, Mabitz Torah, comes to town, people should gather and they should feel there's a whole atmosphere of reverence and awe. There's a godly here. There's a Talmud Chochem here. We want to give honor to the Torah. So by giving honor to a Talmud Chochem, that is a way of increasing kovet haTorah, and that increases people's desire to learn Torah. If one gives away kovet for mitzvahs, that's Mesiras Nefesh. So the opposite is to give kovet to mitzvahs and give kovet to Talmid Chachamim. And Chas V'Shalom, don't be mechabed Roshoim. If somebody's a Rosha, then we should, he doesn't deserve kovet. And to show people where what we hold important, yeah? When he brings the pasuk, Matzareif lekesef v'kor lezahav, ve'ish lefi mehaleloi. Matzareif lekesef v'kor lezahav. Silver and gold are purified, like in a furnace. Silver and gold are purified by a certain process, and that's how you make them. Ve'ish lefi mehaleloi. How is a person? And the better the furnace is, the better the gold and silver will be. The better the purification process, the better the gold and silver will come out. And how is a person purify himself? The fima halaloi, what he praises, what he gives honor, what is mishabeach. So it's very important to praise tzaddikim and praise the Torah and speak good about Erech Eden, because we want that. Covered is a natural human instinct, and covered means praise. A person wants to have praises heaped upon him. Not very good, you might become a bit arrogant, but anyway, a person wants to feel that he's praiseworthy. Everyone wants to feel he's worthy of praise. So if a person keeps Torah mitzvahs, he should know he is praiseworthy, even though nobody's praising him, but he should feel his own self-esteem. But it's very important to make sure we praise things that deserve praise. So in our conversation, the way we educate our children, we should try to give covered and praise Talmid Chachamim. Yana is a grace of God to speak about the gadlus of Talmid Chachamim, the gadlus of Tzaddikim, to show this is what we want to praise. This is where our honor wants to go. And if someone mentions a Rasha, or is that him a Vazahim, yeah? There's no issue. If someone's a Rasha, there's no issue to put him to shame. I've had the bigger value to put a Yid to shame. But there are people who are known to be Kofrim, Frayidin, that can be. Unfortunately, Yidden who've made their own brand of Yiddishkeit, Rachmon Litzlan, Reform, Conservative, Rachmon Litzlan, people who are falsifying Yiddishkeit, people who are trying to influence people to go away from the Derech HaTorah. And these people are without doubt Rishoyim Gemurim, many of them, yeah? We should not be Melamed Chus on these people. If I had a normal Yid, a Frumi doesn't have Aira, or should try and find mitigating circumstances, and Chas V'Shalom, don't put him to shame. There are people who are Rishoyim. So Rishoyim Gemurim, people are falsifying Yiddishkeit, we should denigrate them. We should give them disgrace. And disgrace will show them that's what we think of them. They deserve disgrace. And that's, there's honor, and there's two opposites. There's honor, there's praise, which every person needs to have. And it's a natural human instinct. And we see from the Meraglim, it's a human, and a person doesn't want to have his honor destroyed. A person doesn't want to be denigrated. If someone deserves to be denigrated, we should denigrate people. We should not be ashamed to certain people who are Rishoyim Mufusamim. We need to let people know we hold them, we don't hold them in high esteem. We hold them in the lowest possible esteem. So by getting our values correct, by reminding ourselves what we hold is worthy of praise and what we hold is worthy of denigration. We're allowed to give bizyoinus to people who deserve bizyoinus. And may this come together, these two middahs together, will bring us to make sure the middah of kavod is direct in the right direction. And we'll feel ourselves, we who keep Torah mitzvahs, are bekavodika people, we're important people. Every Yid is praiseworthy because he keeps Torah mitzvahs. And if he's faced with a temptation to keep Torah mitzvahs when he feels he's losing his honor, when he feels that perhaps his esteem has gone down because he's keeping Torah mitzvahs, then he should know he's now got a situation where he can show the Ribbono Shel Olam that he values Torah mitzvahs. He's prepared to give up a bit of kavod for Torah mitzvahs. So that is the lesson of the Meraglim. We should be zeicher to hold ourselves in high esteem. Self-esteem is also important. And we should hold in high esteem all other Yidden. All Yidden who keep Torah mitzvahs deserve to be held in the highest possible esteem. We are the select, and for most Yidden, unfortunately, don't keep the Torah in the world nowadays. Those keep the Torah, and every Yid, and especially Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Marbitzei Torah, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, those who are guiding us in Torah mitzvahs, have to be held in the highest possible esteem. Chas v'sholem, not to utter any word of denigration about any Talmud Chacham, any Yid, but Talmud Chacham especially, is a very, very severe aveira to, in the slightest way, lessen the esteem of a Talmud Chacham. And it's a very big aveira to lessen the esteem of any Yid. So we should all be zeicher to hold the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rabbonim in the highest esteem, and to hold the whole community of Shomrei Torah mitzvahs should all hold each other in the highest possible esteem. Give each other as much covered as possible. We need to have covered. Every person needs covered. It's a natural human instinct. And if we have a temptation for disgracing people, use that for the Rishoyim. The mid of disgracing people is for Rishoyim and for Samim. But amongst our own Kehillah, we should, as much as possible, give people covered, be machazik people, honor people, praise people, and that will be machazik the keeping of Torah mitzvahs. La'ad ul'er me'lamim. Agit n'chaydush.